So much to talk about, so little time.
We gotta make it quick, though. I just heard my stomach bubble right now. My brother's counting this shit down. But nah.
Hey. They said my boy R. Kelly in the pen winning talent shows.
He gonna win a lot of them.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, facial cleansing routines?
Why you say that?
I just... Never mind.
Go ahead. Now what you looking at? You like your skin?
No, I don't. That's the problem.
Go ahead and plug your lady in.
It's a little gritty.
That's
the setup.
I just feel like you got a layer of dead skin.
What is it? Hot box? Hot?
That bitch called you a rattlesnake.
He told us earlier about how he got his ass waxed.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, he wanted.
Shit's been coming out smoother.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Going in too,
huh?
Yeah, on the game. Hot spot wax boutique.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. Use Chizzy Chad for the discount code.
That boy Fart Wilson. I can see it now.
Y'all ever got a manzillion though?
No.
Y'all should.
I don't even shave.
It's a different feeling, man.
What it feel like?
That's a different feeling.
No.
It's a different. Like, I would tell you.
Oh, you really didn't got your shit wet?
Yeah, I mean, I tried it out. Whatever. What? I'm the straightest nigga at this table.
No.
I am the most heterosexual nigga at this table.
I don't.
Never
mind.
That says a lot about the person.
Who?
That did the job.
Yeah.
She needed practice. I gave her practice.
So you put your legs up in the stirrup.
All the way back. I told you.
All the way back. Oh. She held them or you held
them? I held them. I held
them. Dang.
Like, I'm telling you, warm wax between your ass cheeks. It's a different feeling, bro.
I feel good.
It do. Like, say what y'all want. Call me what you want.
You like what you like.
It felt weird, though, didn't it?
It did. But well, I have, you know, so, you know, the way male pubic hair, male pubic hair grow, like the hair grows forward on the meat, you know what I mean? Like, so imagine getting that thing cleaned up, you know what I mean?
Like she,
you know what I mean? Like, she did a little weed eating and edging, you know what I'm talking about?
I just see it now.
Yeah.
It was
like, Shanae.
I'm telling you, it was an extra inch and a half that became visible.
When I shave, my shit gets smaller.
This is no hat. I'm telling you, this no.
Yeah,
kids. I should hide deficiencies.
I just feel like,
for real, man. This,
I
hey, look,
I probably got that lager. I don't know.
I have no idea. Man.
He said.
Like,
yeah, you probably got lice. I just feel like your kind got lice down there.
That's crab.
That's lobster.
Whatever.
Dandruff. Damn. Head and shoulders can't fix that.
Yeah. Well, fuck you. They fuck you. You gotta say they fuck you. You gotta do pronouns.
Right, yeah.
Now. Oh my god.
When, R. Kelly though, man, rest in peace, bro.
Yeah. They said 3 weeks in a row, nigga done took the championship. And
he won 106 and pop. Yeah, right.
And it's the same song. I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah. They said the nigga that came closest was TC.
Free TC.
They said TC been on his ass. He's even on his ass in there.
Man.
Horses literally. In the stable.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh, shit.
Well, they said he's about to start telling them folks.
Yeah. I told him Tiger first. Who next? Who else I feel like? Fuck Keith.
The only reason I feel like R. Kelly ain't going to get out now is because he broke.
Yeah, he
worth $90 million. Yeah, he got the money to continue with lawyers.
Yeah, he broke. That nigga got a public defender. Court appointed.
He really hurt me.
Yeah.
I knew he was going down just because of his damn age, though. Like, when he went to, like, court the first time in, like, what was it, like, 2003, 2004, or something like that, it was a different time.
I'm saying, he'd have had a chance. He'd have had a chance had he not fucked with little boys unwantedly. You know what I mean? Like, he done went and fucked with the community. And they don't stand for that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that community gonna make sure they put him under the jail.
Right.
That shit wild.
Yeah. It's hard.
Everybody in the moment coming out there.
I will play I Believe I Can Fly tomorrow. It'll be fine.
They said, if you believe you can fly, it's the time. I fucking die. I was like, yeah. It was so many R. Kelly
standing
jokes.
Here looking in the mirror. Bruh,
saying damn to myself. Bro.
Anyway, rest in peace, R. Kelly.
Yeah, rest in peace.
What we got on the menu for the day, Patch?
Listen, NBA vaccination policy, man. You think it's wrong that they telling like the NBA players, like, we need to go get vaccinated? Do you think that's wrong?
It ain't no worse than the military telling y'all got to be vaccinated.
Yeah, and I make $40,000 a year.
What cap?
Stop the cap. And Kyrie making hundreds of millions of dollars.
You the highest paid custodian I know.
Yeah,
like, stop it.
Nigga. $40,000.
Yeah, stop it.
That,
you bring home $40,000 in 6 months.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that's before taxes.
Boy, fuck you.
Like Blake getting free lunch when she get to school.
Yeah, you finessing. Sure. Who y'all using Kariba?
And nah, even then, they probably doctoring their documents too. Shit.
Nah, well,
the issue is, my thing is, I don't think it's. I feel like it should be mandated because of the stuff they put themselves in a dangerous situation because it's 20, like, so many people in one setting. But I can't believe this nigga's putting that much money up for, like, I can say up for grabs, but, like, he's just, man, I don't need that money. He's standing to lose, like, I think it's, like, somewhere between $12 and $18 million.
Again, my thing is, like, forcing people to get vaccinated, you're teetering on the line of being unconstitutional. That's just my personal opinion. That's how I feel.
It kind of is,
though. I get that, but they also sign contracts.
But again,
they wasn't in the contract.
It's not really for. It's like, man, they said, look, you can either get it or you can lose money. It's not forcing them. That's the thing we gotta think about too.
That's true.
It's not really forcing
them. Shit, if that's the kind of money I was making, you ain't gotta tell me twice, nigga. I'm not giving up 18 million.
Not at all. And that's what I don't get.
Shit, I'm not giving up $500 right now.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And that's what my issue with, like, with Andrew Wiggins, I'm like,
Right.
And he was actually about to lose the same amount of money because they don't, their pay scale ain't that different. I think, like, Kyrie made like 36, he made like 32.
Okay. So hold on, Andrew Wiggins making 32.
Is he worth 32?
You don't remember he got that contract? Like, the owner was like, hey, bro, we're going to give you a max deal, but you got to promise you're going to get better. He was like, sure.
That was from Minnesota, right?
Yeah. You ain't in the third year of that deal.
That's crazy.
Dumbass.
But, like, yeah, I don't think the NBA should force them. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you're making hundreds of millions of dollars.
But it's it ain't the NBA. It's the cities they live in.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, if I'm the owner of it, I say I don't feel like they should force them. But if I'm an owner of an NBA team and whatever city we play in is saying, hey, you have to be fully vaccinated to be in an arena. It's like, hey, if you're only good for 41 out of 82 games, like, what is your trade value worth?
Then you got to also put it in perspective. They're also going to play it, like, because it's San Francisco and New York.
And L.A.'s been added to the mix.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I saw that before.
Yeah, I think it better transfer to the Dallas Mavericks because Texas doing what the fuck they want.
But the thing is, you got to put it in this perspective. So now you're missing 41 games with your team. Then you're going to miss 2 games in L.A. Then you're going to miss 2 other games in New York.
Yeah.
So you're going to miss 45 games.
Yeah, and that means you can't even practice with your team
at home.
At home. Like,
like, yeah.
It's crazy.
But again, here's my
Unless
thing.
Unless they're going to practice at the Rucker.
Here's my thing, you know, at some people believe in certain things and are willing to go to a certain extent for what they believe in, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and fault this man for holding his line. That's now, you do have to understand the consequences, you know, for every action, there's going to be
a reaction,
right? So, if he's willing to make whatever kind of sacrifice he's willing to make, Colin Kaepernick gave up his career for kneeling on the sideline. That's no different from what he's doing.
He didn't give him a chance.
He knew the risk involved with doing that.
Fighting for equal rights. I know it's different. Brutality.
I'm just talking about the principle of, you know, making some kind of a sacrifice. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's, of course, one heavily outweighs the other. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
I'm saying if my job came to me and was like, hey, you either gonna get this vaccination or you ain't getting paid in 2 weeks. Where do I get?
They already told y'all that though, right?
They're discharging people.
Yeah.
You've been vaccinated for months. Right?
Yeah, I got it.
Before. Well, good.
Since April.
Cause we pay a lot of the military for bullshit, so we could possibly reallocate some of these funds.
Nah, but they coming down hard. Like either you can file for a religious or a medical waiver, but. For the most part,
what religion say you can't get vaccinated?
That's what Andrew Wiggins filed.
That's what I'm denied in 2 days.
That nigga said he was Hindu.
That's what I'm interested in on, because I'm like, how can you file for a religious waiver? Like,
okay. Or what medical condition would you have that would exempt you from getting the vaccine? The only thing I can think of is cancer. Do you have cancer? I don't know.
I don't know, because I feel like any ailment that you have, if you don't get the vaccination, it makes you more
susceptible
to getting the disease. So I mean the virus. I'm sorry, but
same thing.
Yeah. And that's like when people like go out and say, hey, I can't wear a mask because like I'm like, why the fuck you come out the house?
That shit bothers me when I get out the car going to Walmart and. I'm the only motherfucker in there with a mask on. Like, I'm
you ever feel like, man, am I crazy? Like, yeah. When I be going to places, I'm the only one with a mask on.
Bro, we went bowling in Wake Forest like a couple months ago. And I don't know if y'all know like Wake Forest. I'm not talking about US-1 Wake Forest. I'm talking about like off the highway Wake Forest. Mm-hmm. Like they're super white. And like, we went to the bowling and it was like, you don't have to. The note literally said, you don't have to wear a mask because we believe in your freedom to.
Yeah.
Choose.
So you're the only one with a mask on in there?
Yeah. And I was the only black person there, too.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Had to be super white. In there, then.
What are you doing up there with them white people?
You said they should have lynched me? What kind of person are you?
That's
I'm fucked up in the business. Come on, now we know that. This ain't new.
Shit. Yeah. But nah, I feel what you're saying. Like, because you go in places and I'm like, damn, am I the only one not knowing what's going on anymore?
Firehouse Sub and Clayton.
The CIA won't never blood, seen. So.
The workers don't even wear masks. And I'm like,
it's Clayton.
Like, I do believe, though, like that next collective bargaining agreement, like they probably going to miss a few games. Like, just because.
More than a few, probably.
The two sides, I think, when they go to renegotiate, I think it's going to. Even though COVID, well, I don't know when this shit expires, but I
think COVID,
not this shit.
That shit ain't going nowhere. CBA,
yeah.
I don't know, but you know they just tried to negotiate vaccination in the CBA, and they were like, the union was like, nah.
Yeah, of course, it was like we already agreed on what's in there. Like we're not about to renegotiate before this shit is up.
Shut the fuck up.
Fat nigga to survive COVID.
That shit was like Dave Chappelle. What did he say? He said, I'm the Magic Johnson coronavirus.
You show me another overweight nigga that survived COVID. We susceptible.
And my fat coworker just had it like 2 months
ago. He didn't have it for real.
He had it.
Yeah.
He had a nose ring and all.
He had the new Gamma Psi variant. That shit don't slap too hard.
I can see you now getting jumped in.
Chris Joy beat my ass.
Him and Jew.
So you're not.
Him and Jew.
So you're not fully vaccinated?
I'm not vaccinated. Not he even he halfway.
He's a double carrier.
But, like Dave Chappelle said, if I am going to get vaccinated, fuck all the bullshit. I'm going to get that Johnson & Johnson. We want it done. Fuck that booster shot. Huh?
What's stopping you from getting it?
You know.
Especially as somebody who had COVID. And actually, like,
I'm gonna tell you what it is, but I'm gonna let him say it first.
Well,
his underlying health issue.
I mean,
the needle won't go in.
Overlying.
All them rednecks he hang with, it ain't got.
Yeah, they
no, that's not it, bro.
He libertarian. I forgot. Well, liberated.
Libertarian. Libertarian.
Same.
That's. That's not it, bro. It's really. I want to see who died first.
Nigga, the shit been out for almost a year.
They said it's 3 years. They say around 2.5, going 2.75 years.
Who is that?
Them people. It's Penny Loafers.
Okay. Shit. It's them people.
No, in all seriousness and in all honesty, bro, it's one of those things where.
Ain't your lady vaccinated, right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
She had to be.
How she feel about it?
But it's the same as, like, you know, I use her gynecology test to make sure I'm good.
Excuse.
I'm a faithful, wholesome man, and if she come back with a negative result, I don't need to go get tested.
But think about all them kids you put in danger every day.
That's true. Huh?
Think about all them kids you put in danger every day.
Yeah.
I know.
Word to Michael Ezekiel Alfonso Jordan Jr. Fuck them kids.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Nah, I'm kidding.
Nah, that's true.
Look, listen.
Mm-hmm. Unless they my kids.
You know, man, I just feel like I done...
lived a long life.
MJ ain't vaccinated either. Y'all ain't saying shit to him.
You not vaccinated?
Yeah, fuck that Billy Goat. Ask him why he ain't
vaccinated. I asked him. He told me why.
Yeah,
he said, why? You got sick and sad. What's wrong?
And my stepfather passed like 10 days right before that. And his last words was, I got my COVID shot this time. Then it was the aneurysm went to his brain.
And people at the time were.
And that was it.
So what y'all saying? MJ got a valid reason?
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, you know.
Hey, whatever. Why did you get vaccinated?
Your reason is valid because it's your reason.
Because, honestly, because I didn't want to put people around me in danger. Especially with my grandparents and stuff. Especially my grandma. My grandma was getting worse.
You're a menace to society. You put people in danger just being there.
Huh? How you gonna come at that man like that?
You've been out with Justin before.
Yeah.
When he gets drunk, what does he say?
I had this bitch out. They got no gun in the car. I had this bitch. It's like my grandma made my sister put a mask on and come in the house.
She ain't vaccinated.
Now, my sister's stupid, too.
Bro, you be talking.
Not too as in, like, what
oh my
I'm
God.
Saying.
You got
the way she's going about it.
Stay
the reason, sorry. The reason she, like, the shit man. She posts is, like, ignorant, like, about the shit. That's on, like, those people. Not like you just like, oh, I'm on the fence about it. She's just very good.
They say lesbians don't catch it, though, so we might be all right.
Nah, them hoes get it. Them hoes definitely get it.
The community well protected.
They are not. They are not.
I don't know one gay person that has got COVID. Besides me, I don't know. I know,
black.
Back to the
west. Nigga tried to say I fired him because he was black and gay. I wanted to tell HR, nigga, I'm black and gay. What wrong with y'all?
Oh,
can you not tell the judge that shit? You know what I mean? Like, fuck is y'all talking about? I'm one of them.
Boy.
I'm one of them. Shit.
Eat me.
Oh man!
Boy, you funny as hell.
Yeah, fuck Kyrie
Irving. What?
He made me want to go get vaccinated because of how annoying he is.
I think that's what the issue. The issue more so is Kyrie was annoying before.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Ever since he grew his afro out.
If it was Kawhi Leonard saying all this, I don't think it'd be as big of an issue as it is.
If Kawhi Leonard was. Actually, he don't talk out loud.
So. That's what I'm saying. If it was Kawhi Leonard, if it was Kawhi Leonard, I don't think it'd be that big of an issue.
Right.
But
it's because it's Kyrie.
This nigga,
he always against the grain though.
Come in the arena burning sage. And
that
shit.
Was
like,
funny to me.
You the only toxic motherfucker in there.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. But hey, Wiggins broke that. He ain't gonna play. I don't think he care about basketball no more. To be honest.
Who, Andrew Wiggins?
No. Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Kyrie about to be 30.
He's made enough money.
I think Kyrie got that same shit Kanye got.
By sexual?
Like that mental shit.
Yeah.
This nigga missed that.
They narcissists.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Kanye again?
He bipolar. He depressed. He got it all.
like y'all think something wrong with people that think don't conform to
society. Kanye said he's bipolar. Yeah.
That nigga is not bipolar.
That nigga something.
Yeah. Nigga is not bipolar.
He ain't regular.
He not. And Kyrie definitely ain't regular. Yeah. His face is saying all.
You know how you got gas is 87, 89, and 93? He the one that the flex flu.
He that shit. He flex flu.
30% ethanol. Yeah.
Goddamn. It might get you there. It might not. That's what the flex means. It might get there. It might not.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I seen that. I only seen that bitch on a Buick. That's not cool. I seen
it take 88. That is some Ford shit.
Yeah. I pulled up to the pump and seen that shit. I said. What fantasy is it? Football? Yeah. Flex. Like, yeah,
don't your car take flex fuel? No, I wish. No bullshit.
Is it, I wish.
Is it that shit below like 87 too?
Yeah. Flex fuel like some Chevy and Ford shit.
Yeah. Ain't it one below 87 for a guy too? The other day. And I
said, anything below, anything below 87.
That shit crazy.
I don't know. And nothing below 87. Something below 87 won't even crank a weed either. So I don't know what you...
I could have sworn I seen that.
Yeah, AC numbers low. Yeah, you
better go buy a hybrid.
Somebody got 79. God damn.
So look, let me ask you this. Well, no, I say that for last. Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Horny. But how you fly back to Columbus, Ohio after taking a loss?
He didn't fly. He
was already there.
He was already there. Because they played the Bengals.
That's right.
He said, I'll stay back to see my grandkids. That's what make it look worse. Like,
he out.
The table beside me wanted to take pictures and shit. I went over there and got and carried
then,
away.
And then Shawty said, Shawty tried to get him to come on the dance floor. And that was a good lie.
He was by himself.
I'm impressed. Apparently,
he was at dinner with some of his family members already. Mm-hmm. And the table beside him came over. Like, oh my God, Urban Meyer, can you come hang out with
us? I mean, if the wife was cool with it, why are we making a big deal out of it?
His family is upset. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, yeah. Did you see his little sad ass
Bruce judgment, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I said. Like,
he looked fucked up.
Future would be proud.
No.
He's also the head coach of the least.
Do you think his wife's going to leave him?
No.
That's right.
She's upset. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Suck that shit up and move on. Like,
literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Seriously. I thought if you make one with $1 million.
He shouldn't get fired for one reason. The bitch ass was flat and he was grabbing nothing. Okay? Yeah, right. Yeah, like, that nigga had his hand on the goddamn pile line. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, like, it used to be, you know, also, like, the team didn't fuck with him. Like, the players didn't fuck with him, and now they really don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Because of what?
But I don't think they fuck with him.
They didn't fuck with him in the first place.
In the first place.
Now he out here lying. That's what,
and then
what
he brought Tebow into the goddamn training camp. Like,
which is a waste of fucking time.
Bro, Tebow was running, blocking on Hail Marys. Yeah. Downfield while the ball.
This, you know, he also, like, he wanted the days on First Take, man. I'm like, why the fuck did they got Tim Tebow on First Take?
Why y'all hate Tim Tebow so much?
I don't hate him.
Because he not good at anything. What's
who they replaced with? Where Max Kellerman at?
He got his own show.
He's still on ESPN.
They got his own show. It's called This Just In. It sucks. It
fucking sucks. What time does it come on?
Like 2:00 PM.
Oh, nobody at home to watch it.
Bro, I ain't seen
it. Yeah, I'm the reason I watch it because we got a TV at work. Yeah.
I ain't seen First Take since 2014 when I was in college.
Really?
Now they have
don't have time.
They have a different nigga. Well, they have like different people every day now.
And then just Stephen A.
But
it's no Stephen A.
But he got somebody.
Yeah.
But I think First Take sucks now too.
Yeah.
I can't stand Michael Irvin, bro. Yeah. I do not like Michael Irvin.
I don't watch it on Mondays. Like, I do
not like Monday. Michael Irvin. We should talk the talk. Are you rolling over down the cowboy? That man did a line before he got on.
Goddamn, Arlington.
Yeah. Back up. Like, what that white boy said, Jesus Christ.
Him and Westfield.
Nah, bro, I cut it on one day, tried to give it a chance, and I turned it right down.
Yeah, I can't
even watch Skip and Shannon no more.
Why?
You don't like that?
They talk about the same four fucking things every
LeBron,
day.
LeBron James.
The Tom Cowboys, Brady. Tom Brady,
and Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah, basically. Did we say LeBron James already?
Yeah. Well, there you go. They talk about LeBron James.
It's for real. As they should. They'll talk about LeBron twice, the Cowboys twice, and then Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's very
annoying. What else is there to talk about?
But it's a lot going on in the sports world.
I would much rather them watch.
What are they trying to watch in that?
Home? He be there. He just can't play.
They need to watch wrestling on Mondays and talk about it on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling, did y'all see that WNBA brawl?
That was a WNBA brawl?
It was before the season, I believe.
I'm about to say, you got to understand, nobody watches the WNBA.
This shit happened like...
Was it a brawl for real?
No, it wasn't a brawl. It was like at the Georgia State Fair. Two of the players from the Atlanta Dream or whatnot.
Oh, got in the fight.
Yeah, they got in the fight. And, yeah. They got in the fight with who? Some randoms, I guess. They went to work.
I mean, but they also 6'3". Like, better.
But I guess, like, people were making a big deal out of it because they was like, man...
This is why we can't get paid.
It's more than one. I've got a list.
We already gonna be under scrutiny after tonight. Don't start your shit.
Because I guess they were like, you know,
what the fuck?
If it was like NBA players fighting, you know what I mean? Like, because the Atlanta Dream came out and said that these two women would not be with the team anymore, and they don't
because of a fight.
Yeah,
that is kind of like
I guess they're both in their last season of the contract with
clear
the team
some salary
well.
Cap. So all $8,000 with two.
Whole time the Atlanta Dream probably released the video to get out of that contract.
Let me stop. Man.
But now to be completely, that is fucked up.
It is.
Because, like you said, if it was
players are humans too, man. Yeah. Like, they be forgetting that.
When Mike Scott from the Sixers was up at, like, I think he went to a Redskins Eagles game, but he had his Redskins shit on. You know, Mike Scott from Yahweh, and he beat up a fan in the game. Yeah. But like, he was well within his rights because the fan came in crazy. Yeah. So I mean, obviously we don't know the story. Yeah. We probably just know a video, but it is kind of fucked up to be like, hey, unless like I said, it's. Cause honestly, I don't think they're in the playoffs, so it's not like if they. Yeah, because as a matter of fact, I think WNBA finals.
Finals is right now. Yeah.
So I mean, it's like their season over. Say,
how they stop? How they should? Next topic. Well, y'all talking about they in the finals? I ain't seen a game.
No, like because last night.
How many games in their season?
I think it's seven. I don't think it's a lot. It's like maybe 30 games in that. But in their playoff series is small because like. Like, the first round is one game. Their first round, one game. Like, their second round, three. And I think, like,
Sweet
maybe
16.
The final. Yeah. And I think they finals might be five.
It might really be, like, 50, 60 games.
Cause there ain't no goddamn way.
The season starts in May.
It's October time.
Right. So, that's June, July, August, September. That's 5 months.
Nah,
so, you think they play five games? I mean, they're five games. They play 30 games in 5 months?
Yeah.
That's crazy. They play one game every 2 weeks.
32.
They play 32 games?
I told you, bro. It's not a lot, bro.
So they really can have their season in a month.
Yeah, like they say some of them are like EMTs and firefighters.
I don't mean to laugh.
They go overseas and make more money.
They make more money overseas. You seen Love and Basketball, the little bitch had the trophy. Like eating Italian.
They make more money overseas. Man, 32 games.
They also got more patches on their jersey over there too.
walking billboard,
all the sponsors.
Yeah,
nah, man.
Dildo on her shit, but that's some French company. I said, God. Like, I said, oh my bad. I was like,
Taurasi scored her career high.
Who?
he about to say something ignorant, bro. Who
is that?
Diana Taurasi.
I thought she said still playing. I said, what?
She's still playing. I don't get it.
She scored 37.
She about your age, isn't she?
She older than me.
Diana Taurasi got to be in her 40s.
Yeah. Diana Taurasi came out of college in 02.
Her and Sue Bird were 1-2 in that draft. And I remember I was like in high school or maybe middle school. I was like, I can't believe they still in the WNBA.
Did you watch that draft?
No. Oh. Nigga, I don't even know where they draft is.
She's 39. They joined tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Actually, the draft.
Candace Parker 34, and I was like, God damn, it's been a long time.
It's actually the draft and then the season start.
What's the other joint name? Maya something?
Maya Moore.
Maya,
she
Maya Angelou.
She She
was some guys to Colin Kaepernick.
That's
shit.
The one that went and got Buddy out of jail.
Yeah, and then she dated him.
Yeah, get they together. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She cute.
She,
man, that's a good look for him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good look. Come up.
And she was signed to Nike. She was one of the.
No, she was signed to Jordan.
Yeah, she was one of the big, like.
So she had sneakers?
Did she
have? Yeah, like a PE, like a player edition.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They ain't giving no goddamn.
She ain't had no. She wasn't Cheryl Swoops.
I seen her in black Air Force Ones.
Huh? She got that energy.
She got that energy.
That
boy said
carcinogens.
I said, what?
Yeah, man.
Hey, so, MJ, let me ask you this question, man.
32 game.
32? Bro.
Hey, how is it dating in your 40s? Yeah. The question is really for 30s, like.
But you got to ask.
Yeah, you got to tailor it.
They changed it around up in school. They told you that, so. And when you hit the 5, you gotta go up. So you in the 40s now.
Yeah, hey, you acting that one too? Oh,
okay. I ain't saying that.
Hey, good, don't.
I mean, he in his 20s, he just built like he.
Nah, he rounded it up, but he's 400.
I'm finna be
20. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm finna be 25.
What?
I ain't dating D Black.
The hat helped.
I'm not the ugliest nigga at this table.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. So dating in your 30s, how is that for you?
I'm not too.
Yes, you are.
It takes a lot of patience.
A lot of patience?
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty here.
Do you feel like you have more patience now that you're older than when you...
A whole lot more.
Okay. Why is that?
Because he'd be tired.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But I would think if...
You get to a point where you don't want to get to know... Nobody. Somebody else over and over again.
So with you saying that, that makes me feel like
I'm 70.
I wouldn't have patience. That. I wouldn't have patience.
You would.
Listen to what you just said.
You
I get what you're saying, Black. That's kind of contradictory, yeah. Right?
I understand what you're saying, but you would spend more. Your net wouldn't be casted as wide. You wouldn't be trying to do 1, 2, 3 going on dates like Justin.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm setting you up. Hey, watch this episode. Justin makes wives, by the way.
I do.
Yeah.
I teach you what not to want. So, bitch.
So, yeah,
if I
you don't
you, want you part of my collection.
You don't do XYZ, XYZ. You focus more on one person than trying to jump around.
Okay.
But that's how it was for me.
Okay.
So, what are you doing these days?
I'm settled.
He said,
you settled or you're happy?
I'm settled and I am happily settled.
I mean, he ain't saying he's settled where he's at.
I'm not.
He settled down.
Yeah. Okay.
Which you're is cool. Like you cool with your situation right now.
That was like the 95 way of saying, like, well, I mean 95, I mean 1995 way of saying I'm taken. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You seen
him
living single.
Yeah,
he's
scooter.
He's scooter. They're going to
queen of teeth. And you seen Clay. This nigga like seen
Clay. Boy, fuck you.
check it out.
Hey, y'all don't stop playing over that, man.
Put your head up. Hey, that's wrong. I should think that was Maxine.
I thought it was too. I did too.
We got all the characters at the table.
I'm Kyle Barker. I'm Kyle Barker.
Yeah. I know Kyle Barker. It's his brother. What's your brother's name? Deshaun. Man, that's funny.
Your brother got a famous name, don't he? Hmm? Deshaun Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And they call me Sinclair. I am through, bro. I am through, bro.
Oh, man.
Woo. So what's your thoughts on dating in your
30s? It's hard, but it's hard because people make it that way.
This actually takes more thought.
The reason is because social media give you a false sense of where you should be and what you should want in life. And that's where the issue comes in at. Especially with women.
It's the peer pressure.
Men are, like, not to be sexist or anything, men aren't as impressionable, even though they are. Men are impressionable in a different way. Like, they're more, I want a bitch that look like this. Women are more, I want a relationship that looks like this. And, okay.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, right, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's really weird because, like, you see, like,
neither one of y'all gonna get what you want.
I think women that are still dating in their 30s.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is.
And that complain about dating in their 30s.
Anything after this is.
It's their fault.
A lot of it.
Look, you know, like I said earlier,
that nigga broke
They dished the good nigga when they was 26.
And
then when they turned 28, they started letting themselves go.
I'm at 31, what happened?
And at 31, they got a service dog.
Or a service
kid. And me personally, like, I'm not using my Dyson or my Shark vacuum.
I'm not 30, but I feel like a woman in their 30s that's single is a bigger red flag than a man in their 30s that's single.
Absolutely.
Have you seen the status that said a man that's in his 30s with no kids and single is a red flag?
I've seen it, and it's stupid.
I've been called a unicorn.
I'm a like, commodity.
I am a hot commodity.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You know what I mean? Like,
and the reason I say that is, and I don't want anybody to get offended by this, and if you are, fuck you.
Yeah.
But men typically will settle quicker than a woman will.
Facts.
Yeah.
Okay? So a man is willing to deal with your lack thereof and go, you know what, I'm going to settle down right here. Women pick until they pick shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My grandma always used to say that. I keep being picking and choosing. You're going to pick until you pick shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what women do. And then they start bitching and complaining. Well, goddamn, you done kicked the quality nigga to the curb. Yep.
Basically what he was saying.
Like, you know what I mean? The nigga that maybe he was only making 30 grand a year, but he was trying to do the best he could and give you all he could with what he had. Yep. That wasn't good enough for you. But the nigga, you still don't want the nigga that's making 100 grand a year that's going to have two other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm not going to have 200 other bitches if I make
200. There's not a whole lot of in between, man.
Nah. Yeah.
Like, there really isn't. Like, you're going to have to, women need to understand that you're going to have to live with something. Now, what you live with is up to you. Now, I'm not saying you should go choose, you should settle with the nigga that's going to have three other women.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you could, not saying that you're settling, but you can be with the nigga that maybe don't have as much as the next nigga, but you see the internal qualities, the intangibles in this person, and y'all can work together as a unit and build something.
You ever seen the movie Fences?
My Denzel shit?
Denzel,
yeah, I ain't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. I seen Acrimony.
That ain't Fences Grammy winner?
Boy, so in that, Denzel said, you got to take the crickets with the streaks. Because he was big on baseball.
That's what Dave Chappelle was trying to say.
Yeah. Got to take the crickets with the streaks.
No, but on some real shit, that's why, like, we talk about shit in our group chats that never make it to the air. But, like, you asked earlier, like, is there a such thing as unconditional love in a relationship? And if you think about it, it ain't.
What is unconditional love?
That's what I'm saying, because there's always love. You always love on the unconditional.
So let MJ, can you give me a definition of unconditional love? I didn't see this earlier. So
unconditional love is you will love them no matter what, no matter the condition.
And what was your question?
I said, is there such thing in a relationship? Cool. And it's not.
I think there is.
I think it is.
Here's the thing. You see some relationship where you think everything is fun, like fine, it's unconditional. Till, let's say you lose your job, you can't provide. Now, you don't have a girlfriend because she didn't love you on the condition that you could provide for her. Now you can't.
Yeah.
So that's now.
But what about the woman? But what about the woman that don't bail, though?
That's what I'm saying.
So would that be considered unconditional love at that point?
No, I'm just saying, like, in that sense. But there's also different conditions in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because And
should there be conditions in a relationship?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's no such thing as a condition, because there's always a condition. Because let's just say your lady cheated on you, you're gonna leave her under the condition that she cheated on you. That's not unconditional love, because you're not gonna love her through everything.
See, you know, like
get out. You sorry. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm going backwards. You're gonna love me while I'm fat, so when I look like Morris Chestnut,
you can leave her.
No, that's not what I was getting at, MJ.
That's what you should do.
No.
If you come looking like Morris Chestnut,
no, you gonna love me on my worst day.
Dr. Miami, who?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, I can see BBL now.
Y'all weird. Weird. And further, like,
it was crazy. His hip bone's probably right here. Further, it's wide.
Further convinces me that y'all are bisexuals.
Nah, I just thought you were Sherman Clump when you walked.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
He thought he was Buddy Love.
But you get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Because there's different conditions in a relationship, and everybody can't put up with everything.
I'm with you, Black.
I think old people loved unconditionally, because your grandma, like I said, used to get cheated on and knocked the fuck out.
For finding out.
And she stayed.
And you wouldn't have known if you stayed in the kitchen.
Unless she came out with a black eye or an eye patch.
I would say it's case by case.
I feel like it's a small percentage, but...
To be real, it's like I want to believe
choose better women.
I want to believe that
choose better partners. Period.
There is a such thing.
I only like women.
No, I'm saying women need to choose better men too. Yeah, men, like, women choose terrible partners. I'm just saying, like, women want
to choose a broke nigga with a big dick.
Yeah, me.
I would say, like, I want to believe that there is a such thing as unconditional love in a relationship. And I do believe that. But at the same time, it's like, on the other hand, I also feel like no matter how much my woman says she loves me, I don't think she, like, for me, I feel like the love that I get from my daughter is unconditional.
Yes.
Yeah. Between kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, the love I have for my daughter is unconditional. No matter what she does, no matter, you know, what happens, like, I'm always going to have that love for my child. And I feel like my child is going to love me regardless.
Yeah. Unconditional love in a relationship. Yeah. Now, between your kids, you always going to love your daughter no matter what.
Yeah.
That's why I said, like, I want to believe that, you know, there is a such thing as unconditional love in a relationship. But when I compare it to, like, love for a child or the love that a child has for their parent, it's kind of like...
Yeah, because I get it. Because I never heard a parent say their child was ugly.
You ain't been around too many black folks.
Nah.
Their own child?
I've never heard a parent call their own child ugly.
I feel like one of your parents.
Y'all my sons, I'll be calling y'all.
Not you.
Nah,
I definitely
call
you
ugly.
But I was talking about him.
Yeah. You don't have to wear a white sweater. Boy,
fuck
you. Yeah. But dating
after 30. Oh, shit.
No.
Nah,
so
what's your take on dating after? You
30? Yeah, I'm 30.
You just turned
30. I mean, if I was single.
You still don't know. Yeah. You got experience.
Yeah, like, I feel like if I was single and dated in my 30s, like, I feel like I would be in my prime, honestly.
The problem with dating in your 30s is...
Because I feel like at 30, I'm financially secure. You know, I'm...
Excuse us.
You're supposed to live in your 30s, to be honest.
No,
You're supposed to live in your 30s.
Absolutely.
I can't fuck in my 30s.
At 25...
People be rushing to get married at 21.
I don't get that.
I mean, when you know, you know.
So, yeah. A spinoff of what y'all are both saying, why is it, or what's the reason behind people getting married a lot later in life now than it was back in the day?
It's because back in the day, they were forced. It was shotgun and wedding. They was like, oh, Charles down the street got a job. Oh, let me scoop this up while I can. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you think so?
Yeah. Because you got to understand, like, back in the day, also, this is also another thing. Reason dating is a lot harder now, because women gonna hate me for this. They're a lot more empowered now. So back then, they didn't have much power because they couldn't pay no fucking bills.
Yeah, they couldn't be a vice president.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk your shit, Kevin Samuels.
No. Kevin Samuels, even though he's funny and he has some points,
he's extreme.
He's an idiot. Yeah, he what?
He's extreme.
He's extreme because he's very one-sided.
Yeah.
He talks a lot more about women than he does men. That's the only thing I... At first, I was like, ha-ha. Then it's like now you sound like almost like a hater, bro. Yeah. But also, the women need to stop calling in.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a cap, he's gay.
Yeah. You seen that picture. But women in the 60s...
Pledged MJ.
Nah, he never seen
that. Yeah, he caned.
He taught you cane work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spit on the end of it.
Anyway, so let's just say 1962, right?
Experience.
Uh-huh. Matter of fact, let me talk about my grandparents, right? My grandma, I'm still trying to figure out why my granddaddy didn't leave my grandma. I would have left a long time ago. My grandma don't know how to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Love her to death. But I know she has a smart, y'all met her. She has a smart ass mouth. But he need her. Because she is the financial one. Mm-hmm. Even though she ain't got no money, he bring the money home. She know how to spread it around and put it where it needs to be.
Manage it.
Yeah. She do the taxes. She do all that shit. That's what I'm saying. She learned that shit back then. And then, like I said.
A woman managing my funds.
But that's also, it's 2021. A woman, like, they have their own funds that they can't even manage.
Yeah, they got it.
Because they want you to pay for it. Pay for everything, and then they spend their money on whatever they want.
Amazon.
Yeah. Dildos.
Roses. The show and the
toy. I seen a bitch charging her roses with a PS5. I would have slapped the shit out of her. I slapped the shit out of her. What the fuck wrong with you? You sovereign bitch.
Dave Chappelle. You seen this?
Are we going to clap it up for Dave Chappelle?
I ain't gonna talk too much about it because I want us to continue to have a podcast.
Who gonna stop us?
We come back at 5:15.
Yeah, we had to get off work and get to the Bob Burger.
Yeah.
5:15, kinda.
Yeah.
So what you think? You seen it all the way through?
Right? I ain't seen it all the way through.
I loved it. I've seen it twice.
Dang.
I know why. It's hot.
I'm gonna watch it.
I watch it by myself.
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
Whatever.
Y'all don't ever want me.
Hey, State Fair gonna love you this year, bro.
Hey, when they put the pictures up,
niggas at gate 6 gonna know Justin by first name basis. J-Dog!
What's going on, man? You got me this week. But I liked it. What's crazy? So the only thing I thought was kind of weird was the whole thing was about the LGBTQ community. The whole thing, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe like, I would say it's an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 7 of it was not about.
There are a lot to talk about.
Yeah, they are. But
it's some heavy shit. It's not a quick conversation.
It's not. And I honestly don't feel like he went in with the intention to have a whole thing about that. It just ended up happening that way.
So I feel like he also talked a lot about it because, like he said, at the end of it, he wasn't going to talk no more about it after this one.
Well, he said he won't do a lot more comedy until people shut the fuck up, basically.
Yeah.
Because everything he say gets scrutinized, and even now they're trying to get his
shit taken off of Netflix. And to me... I'd be like, I don't give a fuck whether y'all try to get my shit pulled from Netflix. They already paid me my money. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's the way I would look at it.
And that's probably what he's looking at it, right? Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy? I watch, y'all know who Bill Burr is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched the Bill Burr stand-up, his new stand-up. And it is more offensive than the shit Dave Chappelle said in my eyes.
Really?
Yeah. Now, he said...
He talking about them?
No, he talked about like feminists and how stupid they were, and I'm like, this nigga is bold.
Yeah.
He's brave.
And that's the 5 minutes Dave Chappelle was talking about. He basically said the same thing. Like, he didn't really say they were dumb, but he said they're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah,
he said. But the thing is, for every joke and everything he said that was offensive, he came back with a point about it. Yeah. And he also came back with, to me, humility, and like he understands what's going on. And even he was basically on some shit like, go look at all my specials. Y'all just didn't fucking listen.
Yeah.
He said, everything I said, I wasn't trying to offend y'all. I had a point. Yeah. But
that nigga said, and truth be told, I'm jealous.
Yeah. And so that's all I've been saying. It's like, I know I'm not homophobic, I'm not transphobic, none of that shit. But yes, I do envy the way they get to push their agenda.
How they're cushioned. How they're protected.
Yeah, they protect because it's rich white men that's part of that community.
Oh, you're saying they're the leader of the pack.
Yeah, because he probably are. Cause that's
ruffle feathers. Go ahead.
But no, that's what he said. He was like, "It's crazy how they want to be a minority until they want to be white."
There's also a rich white man that played golf. I got you. I'm with you.
So I just and like I was trying to explain to Kariba when me and her was having a conversation about it. I said, "Yeah, I get what he was saying towards the end when he was like, you know, empathy is bisexual. It goes both ways. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to have empathy for them. They have to have empathy for us." But I told Kariba, I say, I get it. But for me, it's kind of hard to have empathy when I feel like their struggle isn't my struggle. You know, like.
And they haven't struggled this long.
Absolutely.
You're talking about decades compared to
hundreds of years. Centuries. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he even made a joke. He even made a joke.
I might be exaggerating.
I thought this shit started 2 years ago.
He even made a joke and was like, if our ancestors that were slaves wore thongs and baby oil, maybe we could have got a freedom 100 years earlier. You know, like, and essentially, you just look at it like, how can I empathize with you when I'm envious of you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and how can I help you?
Is that our fault or their fault?
I don't know whose fault that is.
And you know what's crazy? I think it's society's fault because they're scared of them. And I'm like, why are y'all scared of them?
Yeah.
They're not even threatening.
And like I said earlier, like, this society that we live in now is so fucking soft, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as you say something that somebody don't agree with, you know.
You cancel.
They try to cancel you. They try to fire you. They try to bring charges or allegations up against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, God forbid you say something to somebody of that community. You know what I mean? Like, you're under investigation. You know, like, this shit just wild. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like I said, it's just, it makes me think, like, if we're at this place now in 2021, when my daughter turns 18, where will we be?
That's what I'm saying,
like,
bro.
And that's scary, like, just to think about.
I'm telling you, it ain't before long.
You're not even gonna be able to fart in public.
It ain't before long. You say something that somebody takes the wrong way, and it's gonna be a criminal offense.
Yeah.
What's next is it's gonna be criminal. You know what I mean? And again, that contradicts the Constitution, the given right that you have. You know what I mean? The freedoms that you have to say what the fuck you want, which is kind of why. I don't, like, censorship, I can't get with it, and I can't get behind it. You're not going to tell me what the fuck I can or cannot say.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they say what the fuck they want to say.
Yeah.
Whenever they want to say it. If they can come out and say, I want to suck a dick, why can I not come out and say, I don't want to suck a dick?
Yeah.
Because you come like, out publicly say, I don't want to suck a dick. Somebody gets offended. Why don't you want to suck a dick? Why are you bashing gay people? I just don't want to suck no dick.
It's almost that's like as me. A heterosexual, you're punished for being a heterosexual. That's almost what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, like if a trans person walks up to you in the club and you say, nah, you know, I'm not interested.
You're
almost scared to even do that.
Like, so here's my thing. Like a quick example.
I'll just be like, nah.
Quick example. When I was working for Geico, okay, I went to an area in North Carolina. It's called STEM, North Carolina. Okay, STEM.
STEM?
Yes.
Creed,
yeah, it's
very desperate.
I pulled up in the nigga yard. I'm in my Geico car. I'm going there to look at his vehicle. And I told y'all the story before. Justin knew the story because I was living with him. Pulled up. First thing I saw was a Trump Pence sign. I'm like, all right, cool. He got a Confederate flag flying high off the crib. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, cool. pull up on the truck I'm there to look at. It's all kinds of stickers and shit on the back of the truck. I already knew what time it was. Right. I knew where I was at, but at the end of the day, I'm here to do a job. I don't give a fuck about none of that. 83-year-old nigga walk out the house and goddamn slacks with creases and suspenders and a white t-shirt.
Black bad boy.
And he comes up to the car and knocks on the window. I roll the window down. Before I could even get a word out, nigga looks at me and says, I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. I'm not quite fond of you on my property. And I said, okay, no fucking problem. I can get the claim reassigned to somebody I think you'll be more privy to having on your property. And no problem. He's like, how long you think that'll take them for them to get out here? Well, 3-4 weeks. He's like, how long do you need to be here? 5 minutes. I take the pictures and go write the shit at my house. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting paid to do a job.
Right, I wouldn't
have
done it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I at that point...
I would have done it in lowball.
Hear me out.
You got $75.
No, hear me out. I'm at the point where, listen, I'm fine with you having whatever preference it is you want to have, whether it be race, nationality, ethnicity, sexual orientation, whatever it is. You don't want me here, I don't need to fucking be here. And I'm not going to take any offense to it. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did come on your property. You don't want me here, I put this bitch in reverse and leave. Mm-hmm. I didn't raise hell about it. I didn't call Channel 5 about it. I didn't make it more than what it was.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'm sure at some point there was a white adjuster that went to somebody's house and older. And it's typically the older... You know, the older generation, I'm sure, I've heard white adjusters talk about going to you know, black people houses and they get mistreated.
Yeah.
So it happens both ways, and that's because of preference, and that's what I would tell them. Look, I get it. I done dealt with the same shit on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
That's just their preference.
Yeah.
Okay? And I didn't get offended. It sucked.
Yeah.
Like, I'm human, so it did. I'm like, whoa, shit. Okay. Yeah. Never experienced anything like this before, but I do understand that it is a possibility because everybody has, you know, the right to feel however the fuck they want to feel with whatever the fuck they want to feel about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't want to create a situation where I don't need to force you to like me.
Yeah.
And I was here to do a job. You don't want me to do the fucking job, I fucking leave. That's fine. I got some other shit going on anyway. I'm actually busy, sir, so you're doing me a favor.
Yeah.
So that's just how I'm looking at it. Like, why? I don't need to be accepted. Okay? I don't need you to believe in what I believe in.
Yeah.
Like, I heard a white man say the other day, he said, that dude over there, he's riding with Biden, but he cool. I could dig it. It just shows me that you have enough, I don't know what the proper word to use is, but you have enough of something to where you go, we are on different ends of the spectrum, but we can coexist. And that's what it boils down to.
And to be real with you, I think that's one part or one major part of the military that I love. Because if you really sit down with some people, you can get to see that, hey, like, yeah, their political views aren't the same as mine. But at the same time, I know if I'm out in the field and we get into some shit, like, I can counter that person to have my back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's one thing I love about the military, because everybody's different. Everybody has their own opinions. But at the end of the day, you know, if I get into something, I know that I got somebody that's going to get into it with me, you know?
Do you think they do that to protect you or protect the flag?
At this point, don't matter.
Yeah,
it don't matter. Just self-preservation.
But I say what I said earlier,
because it's like golf.
Nah, like the whole, you know, showing empathy on both ends. It's like,
it's crazy. Being homophobic is worse than being racist nowadays. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like. You know, I'm just, I don't know whether it's legal here or not, but I'm just using it as an example. It's like, how can I help that community push to legalize gay marriage?
I think when, it's legal here.
Yeah, I'm just.
They let them have it.
Yeah. Even in Texas?
Maybe not Texas.
but how can I help fight that cause when we still got the murderers of Breonna Taylor free? You know what I'm saying? Like
George Zimmerman.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's bro, that's the problem. Like it's a lot more worse shit going on.
Right.
There's somebody hurting your feelings.
Right.
When he talked about the baby. You know the baby situation, right? Mm-hmm. About the Lil Nas X. Yeah. Well, not the gay shit.
Yeah. Right?
Not gay shit. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then you also know that he killed somebody in Walmart, right?
Yeah.
So Dave Chappelle was like, you probably seen the clip on social media. He was like, he killed somebody in Walmart in North Carolina and nothing happened to his career. This happened. He said, you see where I'm getting at? Yeah, he said, "You sad thing is you can kill a nigga in the United States, but you can't hurt a gay person's feelings." And I was like, I never looked at it that way.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. Him killing a nigga is what made me a fan. That's not killing a nigga, but it's the fact that
I'm a young CEO, Shug.
It's the fact that his family was with him, and the reason why he killed that man, because that man tried to harm him and his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what made me a fan. But the way Chappelle put it, it made sense. And I'm just like, yeah, that's crazy. But then, like I said, I was like, it had been 2 days since the shit got released. I'm like, why haven't I seen Outrage yet? Then, of course, it came out.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. I was like, here's another thing. Why do you keep watching?
Listen, I was watching this special, and I could see two white ladies, one older.
The two fat bitches, yes. Right?
One older. One older, one middle aged. The middle aged lady looked like she was laughing at everything. The older lady, she won't have
blue hair. Why the fuck did she go?
She had blue hair.
Like, bitch, at this point, you know what to expect. You know what's going to come out in this nigga mouth.
Right.
But you want to go in there and get upset and be mad at everybody.
Right.
I never spend my money. He got your money that time.
Whatever, fuck her. He told a story about some lady following him in the mall. He's like, he knew she was following her because this bitch was in GameStop and in Foot Locker. He was like, she was an older lady. She stopped him and was like, David Chappelle, she said, I think you hate women. He was like, why do this bitch think I hate women? But then he was like, you know, she was like, because of the things you say. He was like, did you watch one of my specials? No, he was like, did you go to one of my shows? She was like, he was like, probably not. Did you watch one of my specials? Or did I come to your fucking car and perform my set while you were trying to leave? He said, keep it in comments, bitch. And then, went off. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's true, bro. Like, bro, like, if you know the shit gonna offend you, stop watching it.
Yeah.
Then you won't have nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I think people just want to be mad. They just want to be mad.
That's why I don't watch Love and Hip Hop no more. Atlanta.
Do you get offended?
Too much gay shit.
We got it. We got wrapped.
That's what it was.
Streets need a body.
It won't get a job. Nah. Yeah, it was gonna drop for me.
I never watch it. I don't like.
I like Love and Hip Hop all of them.
I don't watch that.
That Miami one is terrible.
With Sukina.
I don't even know.
Trick still on it?
Yeah, Trick and what's Trainer.
Hey, nah. Y'all be happy watching Real Housewives of Potomac. This is the dumbest shit I've ever watched.
Potomac.
Yeah. And what it's called?
Potomac.
Whatever that shit.
Potomac.
Either way, that shit is the stupidest shit ever, bro.
You watch all this shit.
We got any topics left?
I gotta watch something so I can get to watch what I want.
Well, HBCUs, you won't be getting any money.
Oh, yeah. That shit, wow.
Hey, look. So I saw an article the other day where they were like, yeah, as of right now, only 22,000 niggas are getting their student loans forgiven.
He finessed y'all in the presidency.
I told y'all not to vote for him.
Hey,
gas about $6 a gallon.
I voted for Crunch.
I paid $3.09 a gallon.
Crunch time or Crunch?
No, Crunch.
Listen, all I can say is if Biden and Harris think they got a second term coming, boy, they in for a rude awakening.
What president did anything they were supposed to do? Can you remember?
Nah.
What Trump do? That he was supposed to do? Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what he was supposed to do.
Build the wall.
And that wall still ain't here.
Yeah.
Obama was supposed to do a whole bunch of shit in 8 years and didn't do it. But that's just because you got to understand.
He rapped, I think. He dropped the album, didn't he?
Okay, he didn't. What helped him was he killed Osama. We got Osama Bin Laden killed. But yeah, like
he was at the White House the whole time.
I bet you is Trump supporter.
Who said I was a Trump supporter?
I did.
Then more than Biden will do. But whatever.
I'm gonna be real with you. I might not even vote in the next election. To be real,
it's got to be somebody I know. Like
you're God given right, and
not vote. Got to be somebody like
why does it even fucking matter?
You know what matters, right? The vote we got to do next year.
Yeah,
that's the one that really matters.
The MTV Royal Cooper shit.
That nigga said the MTV video music.
None of that.
Roy Cooper terrible too, but that's a conversation for another day.
He wanted to not wear his mask. That's all.
Hey, real shit though. If he would have ran on the agenda of shutting the state back down again, like he did.
Oh, he wouldn't have won.
He wouldn't have won. He would not have won.
Was he unopposed?
Nah.
I remember the
some
Republican nigga, and then there was a libertarian nigga that said he was gonna try to legalize marijuana.
Listen here, Chad.
You know damn well he won't get that passed.
North Carolina, you got to smoke Delta 8. That shit don't make no goddamn sense.
I tell you right now, if there's anybody that ever wins a Congress or Senate or presidency seat that's not a Democrat, or not a Republican, I would give you one of my full paychecks.
And we know how much them is.
Yeah. Excuse me? He said...
Because I'd be a goddamn campaign manager for one of these niggas.
I can see them niggas losing.
Like now.
Fuck wrong meow. With
listen, they're meow. Never, they, like, this country was founded on a two-party system. There will never be
How far has the two parties gotten you, Black?
Not far at all.
Exactly. So at what point are we going to go, maybe these two sets of niggas are not the answer.
We'll be dead.
Yeah. I'm just saying, at what point will people go, maybe these two fucking parties ain't the answer. Let's try something different.
Have you seen Head of State?
Let us try something different. The local government in Atlanta has been Democrats for the last 50-something fucking years, and ain't a goddamn thing changed down there. At what point?
They got the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, boy.
My thing is, people are so afraid of change, bro. People are so afraid of change. If the shit been fucked up for 50 years, what is going to hurt you to try to change it for 2 or 4?
He got to calm down.
I'm gonna be the face of change for North Carolina. We gonna have.
I can see them now. I can see them now. His press guy. Where's your goddamn birth certificate?
They got a fucking pig. Where's
your goddamn birth certificate? Hey, what is your weight?
He's not healthy enough for the position. To
be. Hey, look, I seen the Asian nigga.
Can you see him going up all them steps on Air Force One?
Yeah. We're going to have to install an escalator on that motherfucker.
Let's see him now. Glide.
I'm just saying, bro, like, it's just so baffling to me.
No, you're right. It's just,
it's baffling.
What's that Tupac song? Like, that's just the way it is.
Like, to me, it shouldn't even be a party system.
Yeah, we need to turn it into like Cuba.
Dictatorship. Yeah,
yeah, we need a Fidel Castro.
A totalitarian. Yeah,
we need a Castro over here.
I ain't saying that.
Yeah, Fidel.
Shut the fuck up.
right.
Fidel. Yeah, that'll get us going.
Ain't gonna be able to have two cars. Y'all gonna have to share one and give it to nigga that's at the stoplight.
And they gonna steal Kareem because she look kind of Cuban. You look kind of Cuban. You like Big Papi without a beard.
Haitian.
Sapase.
Shout out to you on the
renegade. You know I need you as you leave. You leave me dead and easy.
Sorry, baby. This ain't no one, just a beach.
Yeah. Pinky calamari on my tea. Yeah.
Take us out, Chiz.
I ain't got nothing to take us out.
Hey, bro.
I about to say fuck everybody. But
nah, not for real.
Fuck them. We'll be back at 5:15. Like, I just, you know, man, like, I involuntarily and unintentionally, like,
have been off of social media just because of how busy I've been. And it's the best fucking thing that's ever happened to me.
Delete your social media so we can not give a fuck. I'm not saying I won't give a fuck, but I'm saying you're not people that like, yeah, I'm going to delete all social media.
No, don't go.
I'm like, yeah, it be
I'm telling you, man.
It be the same three bitches that say don't go. One of them work at a call center. Mm. One of them have 4 days off because they work three shifts.
312.
They work 312 as a CNA.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, it's kind of been a blessing in disguise. I just ain't been seeing the madness that gets you fucking worked up sitting in your living room, right? Man. I don't even watch the fucking news no more. I don't know what's going on. What's new?
I don't even know what the weather going to be like.
I check that because I hope it rain like hell and snow. I want it to snow tomorrow. Get some cars in. Damn right. We're in the business. We're in the business of bad weather.
Yeah, we're in the business of bad weather. Right? I can hear him and Conway at work. With that hat on. Yeah.
They don't watch football.
Hey, yeah. I don't know what the goddamn shit is up here, but I love it. It helped me on Saturdays when I'm in the blind. Like, but anyway, y'all enjoy y'all week. Yeah. We'll try to get these shits up on time like we're supposed to.
Yeah, because I uploaded the last episode. That shit said updated monthly. I said we've got to do better than this.
And see, I be ready to upload the video, but I won't be having a title. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so,
y'all. Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Bro, I just be coming up with shit on the fly.
I like it.
Yeah, 9 p.m. in Garner. I was like,
that was perfect.
Yeah. Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved it. I like all time step music records by Drake anyway.
Yeah, every one of them is a hit. He ain't missed on one of them yet.
That's one 5 p.m. in Toronto.
Yeah, he need to do like a 3 a.m. in Durham.
It's going to be short lived.
Streets need a body.
Yeah. Streets got a body. Yeah.
I'm surprised he ain't made a song like that yet.
Speaking of which, if when season 2 of Raising Kanan start and Famous ain't dead within 3 episodes, I'd give up on Pop.
You keep getting that check, Famous.
Fuck you. Hey, I fuck your sister though.
Yeah, we gotta go. Hey, coke. Y'all be best. Not crack. Best. I said best. I'm
Grand Rising.
I'm not a biscuit.
Somebody asked me how I was doing the other day. It was a customer, and I accidentally said, blessed and highly flavored.
Good night. That boy was hungry.